This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 12% off with code MMA12. Pleto Raids, the makers of high-quality boxing gloves, get free shipping with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 667.
667!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping on?
I got nothing. I just realized. That's okay. That's all right.
How does these things happen?
One less trip to the bathroom at 3:08 in the morning. You know.
Yeah, I already think about it. I have to pee. And I wake up at least 2 to 3 times a night to go pee. Just because.
That's a lot of peeing. Maybe too much liquid. I don't know.
Well, I wonder why. Tonight will definitely be a 2 to 3 timer.
That's not. Yeah. That doesn't help.
So much.
What's happening? What's the news? Are you running for president?
Every day.
Yes.
Twice on Sunday. Today's Sunday. So
Matt for president.
I wouldn't want that job. Nobody should want that job. I'd like to see Elon Musk. He does a lot of shit. Why can't he be president?
I mean, he could. Joe Rogan, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Throw him
people
up
that don't want it.
Yes, he'll figure it out. The people are going to say, oh, Joe Rogan, yes, you know. Yeah, but these guys are not idiots. They can, maybe they don't know how to do politics, but they could probably figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Knows what's up.
It'll work out.
So, speaking of figuring it out, do we want to talk about the UFC from this weekend?
Yeah, UFC Trio Tree.
Where do we start?
Main event.
Alex Pereira.
Yep.
Yuri,
but cry at Chaku.
Exactly. Crazy fight.
Yeah, both guys took it on super short notice and weird entrance. Like Yuri's in the middle of the octagon waiting for Pereira to walk in. Like, what are we doing? He's doing like a sumo squat in the middle of the octagon preparing.
Because of the tail thing. The
yeah. And I'm starting to think, because in the lead up in to this fight, Yuri is talking about he thought Alex was using black magic. He's like, that guy's using some kind of magic. I wish he would just fight me regular and not use the magic.
Okay.
I think this guy's a little too into his head. And then he was also saying that he drinks a cup of hot chocolate before every strength workout, thinking it helps make muscles tougher and it's good for activation. So maybe the wheels are turning a little too much.
Yeah.
I mean, he just needs a fight. So what happened in this fight?
Well, I felt like the first round was a little bit of a feeling out process. You know, I think Yuri was respecting Pereira's power, but then, you know, was it right near the end? Pereira catches him with like a left hook, I believe.
Yeah.
Starched him, right? Knocked him down. I think if there was 10 more seconds, that fight might have ended right there.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so they go back to their corners, come back out, and not much happens in the second round other than that fucking head kick.
It was the first shot he threw. Like,
boom.
Switch kick.
Here we go.
And left head kick.
Knocks him down again, and then TKO. And Rogan, you know, it's like, I really want to show the videos because I got all three angles because Rogan put it on his Instagram, but it's like, we'll probably get banned.
Yeah, right? We will.
That's too bad. So if you want to see all the angles, Rogan has a post up from today, shows all the angles. I mean, it was a hell of a kick. He caught him flush with that shit. So.
Yeah, and I think Alex's corner was saying, as they were warming up for the fight, they could see Yuri made a post on Instagram and he was doing defense for a low kick, but it was wrong. So they knew the head kick would be there. So they added that to their little recipe pre-fight because of what they saw.
Like, holy shit. Okay. Because you could see when he threw that kick, he was, to me, it looked like he was expecting a body shot and was trying to put his hands down to catch it. Mm-hmm. And he like dropped his hands and then the kick went right up and over instead of, you know, blocking up high. So, and even if he did block up high, he may still have KO'd him anyway, because it looked like he temple shotted him.
Yeah, that was pretty flush.
And I'm just, I think the biggest thing I am impressed with too is just Alex's power. It's just unreal. Like, even the left hook, he doesn't even have to generate that much torque. So I don't know if his hand weighs 32 pounds, but when he makes contact, it's like he's got the death touch.
Exactly.
So I don't know what's next for Yuri, because he seems, pretty much, I think, paraphrase, and he said, I gotta figure this shit out or I gotta fucking retire, because it ain't working. Because he does all this weird shit where, like, I'm gonna go spend 3 days in a dark room and not talk to anybody or do anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's a strange guy. I'm coming.
Yeah. Oh, easy. Keep that to yourself. I don't want that. I don't think anybody would. So.
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, and then, he was talking about going up to heavyweight. Like,
he could, because I think he said he weighed 230-ish.
Yeah, but Dana's saying, like, yeah, you might want to take your time. Even John Jones, you know, took his time, and he's not a huge fan of this. And he thinks that Pereira still has got plenty of people to fight, which I'm not sure who. He's like, it's not like he cleared out the division. Like, really? The division, what's happening in the division?
Right.
Well,
he just doesn't want to fuck up another heavyweight, because he's afraid. Like, and why not let him go? Be the fucking three division UFC champion.
Yeah,
like, that's unheard of.
Let's just take a look at this for a second. Here's the lightweight division. So you got Hill, Ankalev.
Yeah, I think they want him to fight Ankalev next.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. I mean, Johnny Walker, there's like, I don't know. I think this division is the weakest it may have ever been in the last few.
It's very weak.
Yeah. Yep.
When I say light. Yeah, I mean, maybe he fights one more time. Why not go up to heavyweight? Because what's going to happen at heavyweight is John Jones is going to fight Stipe, most likely win. Both of those guys are going to retire. And then Aspinall is the champ or becomes a champ from interim. So I'd like to see Ciryl Gane and Paella fight at heavyweight.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Gane is way bigger than him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Probably got 40 pounds.
I'm just thinking of Cain Velasquez, a svelte 235.
Jesus.
You know? Maybe some fun shit. Mm-hmm. Or just go right for the title. The challenge is going to be for him at heavyweight is Aspinall will be a tough fight for him. But yeah,
I agree.
We'll see. Speaking of we'll see, let's do the sponsor action.
Yes, brought to you by Manscaped, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to announce that Smooth Sack Summer officially upon us. You're playing in the summer sun. Make sure you're groomed from pubes to bum, thanks to our friends at Manscaped. You can make this season your smoothest yet. The Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the ultimate bundle to keep your boys downstairs cool while looking hot,
living in your basement.
That's right. Join the 100 million men. Oh, sorry, 10 million men worldwide. Oh, I got ahead of myself.
It's fine. It's
gonna be 100 soon. Thanks next to our week. Podcast, right?
That's right.
We trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. You get 20% off and free shipping. It's code MMA Nuts. Summertime and the trimming is easy.
That's right. You get the Manscaped Performance Package 5.0. Ultra. It says everything you need to prepare that summer bod, and every man knows how scary it can be when going for a close shave below the belt. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas.
And remember, you get 20% off free shipping, code MMA Nuts. That's 20% off free shipping with code MMA Nuts. It's Smooth Sack Summer, boys. Get on board or get left behind.
That's right. Manscaped.com. Word. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. If you want to be as hard as the summer day is long, then get yourself a Blue Chew and bring the summer heat.
That's hard, Matt. Blue Chew is a unique online service. Delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. Simple process. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within a few days. Tablets are made in the USA, shipped directly to your door. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Nice. And with Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman because your package has arrived. Your package has arrived. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. This episode is brought to you by ButcherBox. ButcherBox is a premium meat subscription service dedicated to delivering high-quality grass-fed and grass-finished beef, organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood shipped directly to your door. You can create the perfect mix of cuts for your lifestyle with their custom box. They have over 25 different cuts with the option to switch it up in every order. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. New users will get 4 6-ounce, 100% grass-fed and grass-finished top sirloin steaks free in every box for a year. Just use the link below and get high-quality meat and seafood shipped directly to your door with free shipping. Look at that.
Back to the show.
New read, and I'm putting old read right back into it.
It's perfect.
Based off of memories. I saw... Someone did a UFC 303 poster. I don't think I posted this one.
Let's see.
It's a fan poster. This is from Dosbrack on Twitter. I wish he did posters all the time. May have posted this. I don't remember, but
I don't think so. That is cool.
That's some cool shit. Like, I would print that on my wall. I'd print it out and put it on my wall.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'd buy one. Make a contest, pay the winner 10 grand. Let's do some shit, UFC. Mm-hmm. Your posters have become stale. We want real shit.
I agree.
A couple other things from this. I think you want to talk about that. Ian Machado Gary versus MVP fight. Heard me. MVP
the
fight.
Talk about the pite. The pite. It was amazing. No, it wasn't. It's a fucking snooze fest. Okay.
It's fine.
But there was a lot of grapple fucking happening on Gary's part. You know,
yes.
Congrats to him for winning that fight and figuring out MVP. But I will say it was not entertaining. So,
want to just hold a guy down and you're supposed to be the striker. And then they keep talking about, oh, how much he's trained with Damian Maya. And Damian is saying how fast he's picking up the jiu-jitsu. And no one wants to see a dynamic striker getting grapple fucked and then not know how to get out of the positions.
Right.
Which is frustrating because he's getting rear naked choke with a triangle and a body lock. And then everyone's saying, oh, you got to turn to one side, get out of the lock. He's not doing anything. And then I think it's the third round when Ian jumps his back and he's riding high and they're saying, just shake him off and he'll fall down on the ground. He's not shaking. He's just standing there. So it's like you have a double stall, no action. And we want striking at that point. The crowd is booing on every fucking takedown because you have a dynamic striker. And you're fucking taking him down. You're ruining the sport. And I could fucking score this easily for MVP. It's 1-1 going into the third round. And the first half of the third round, MVP is winning the striking. And he might have had ground control in the third round.
I think he did for a brief period, yes.
Yeah. And then the second half of the round, Gary has the fucking ground control and threatened with the submission. So it's debatable. And even I think Dana White said he scored as a draw. So that could have been our draw.
There we go.
We were looking for a majority draw. Maybe that was it. But uncomfortable fight. Pretty boring. Gary showed off a pretty sweet watch that he got. This is a one of one. So I'm going to post this hopefully with a little bit of sound.
Let's see.
In the future, Gary, you can see the blood near the 3 hours. And then on the back, it's
got
engraved.
A piece of
original
the
piece
octagon
of event used canvas, February 18, 2024, Anaheim, California. In the future, Gary, limited edition, one of one.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. They made a moist, sweet watch.
Oh, there was one more thing on this card. Did you see the cut from Silva that stopped that fight? I have a picture of it.
Yes.
Let me show you. It's quite the gash. It's pretty nasty.
You know, I'm always good for a good gash.
There you go. Oh, look at that sucker. You can like see in her skull. Yep. I'm not surprised that got stopped. That's a nasty cut.
Yeah, especially right over the eye.
Yeah.
That's a problem. We'll do some honorable mentions. So Joe Pfeiffer destroyed his opponent in, I think it was like a minute and 25 seconds.
Nice.
In first round. So he's got 7 first round finishes now in 16 fights. And in fights that he wins, he finishes opponent 92% of the time. So that's 9 KOs and 3 subs. Like, I might have a new favorite.
Yeah, you like
these, I like these finishers. And then there's another one. There's Peyton Talbot. He's a bantamweight. He was on this card too. He finished his opponent in 19 seconds. So he's 9-0 with a 89% finish rate. Pfeiffer was a 92% finish rate. So two guys to watch out for. And then we had Andrei Arlovsky fighting on this card. I believe someone said it was his 42nd fight in the UFC. I don't know if that's right, because that doesn't sound real. But I think he's been fighting for fucking 24 years. I think he started in the UFC in 2000. That's correct.
I'm looking it up right now.
But anyway, he lost by split decision. And his contract is up with the UFC, and they said they are not re-signing him. And well, he says he wants to continue fighting.
He lost the last 4 fights in a row.
Yeah, they said this is the 4th time that he's lost 4 fights in a row. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's tough.
Yeah, his career has just been wacky. It's like 4 or 5 losses.
Yeah.
Win-loss win, then a couple wins, and lots of loss. I mean, he just...
It's tough.
60 fights professionally total.
That's a lot of brain damage. I feel like he's one of the guys we should give him a therapeutic use exemption for TRT if he's going to continue fighting. People, if you put in that amount of time, let that guy get some sauce in him.
I'm all for it.
Let him do some work, you know?
Yeah.
That seems to be fair to as age, as your body is declining. Maybe to Vitor Belfort level. Let's see. One or two other things in this card. Also, a few hours before his fight, Brian Ortega pulls out of his fight with Diego Lopez for some kind of illness. And then Dan Ige steps in on a few hours' notice.
He does. I did not see that fight.
Yeah.
A few hours, right? He's just like, yeah, I'll go.
I don't know how that was legal, but gives a shit. The show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michelle Watterson Gomez retired. So that was all for. Oh, I think there was one more thing. There was the gate. That's what I wanted to pull up. So let's see who posted this. Oh, it said Alex Pereira has now headlined 2 of the top 4 highest gates in UFC history. So I'll open this up here. So. Wow. Number one, UFC 205, McGregor versus Alvarez at 17.7 million. UFC 229, Habib versus McGregor at 17.2 million. UFC 300, Paella versus Hill is 16.5 million, which I think is because it's UFC 300. And then UFC 303, Paella versus Prokhorovich 2, 15.9 million. But that was supposed to be McGregor versus Chandler. So I'm wondering, is Paella a star or is he just getting lucky with?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. It seems like a perfect storm for some success, you know. But yeah, I wouldn't have thought it. I bet you people had tickets and stuff well before that were like, fuck it, we'll just go anyways.
Yeah, because remember those VIP packages? I think they were charging $15,000-$16,000 for a person. And people were wondering, can I get a refund? I don't know if they ever did. I would want a refund. But then you also have your flight and your hotel, potentially a car. Well, not a lot of people get a car in Vegas. It depends. It depends. But anyway, that one was shocking. So what else is going on out there?
News-wise, well, Paige VanZant recently had a power slap fight. I was going to show you this. There's music in here, so I'm not going to play the sound.
Yeah, I'll have to blur this out.
But
pretty aggressively.
You can see her opponent here is throwing a and then Paige throws one and she stumbles around. Now, what's the thing? They got to be able to hold the little. Once they go down, is it over? What are the rules? I don't even fucking
know. I don't know if that's like a standing eight because I don't watch this shit.
Yeah.
She hit but her I think what I was impressed with was that Paige actually hit her with more power than I thought she would.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought she would lose, and she won a decision.
She sure did.
And I think she's going to continue with that because I can guarantee you Dana White paid her big bucks to do this.
Yeah.
I think most people get paid a couple grand. She probably got paid 100 grand minimum. I wouldn't be surprised if she made 200,000. Fortunately, it's in Vegas and they're not going to publish that.
Oh, because they don't have to, right?
Yeah. They got that one pulled. Shocker. Let's see what else happened. Oh, there's some new information came out on the UFC settlement, like that antitrust stuff about payments. This is from Eric McGracken. He says this is in the settlement. This is some kind of legal document. It says net recoveries for the settlement class. It says nearly, let's see, of the 1,500 fighters that are members of one or both settlement classes, nearly one third will receive a total net allocation from both settlement classes of more than $100,000 each.
Oh, that's pretty good.
More than 15%, 226 fighters will receive in excess of $200,000 each. Nearly 10%, 143 fighters will receive in excess of $300,000 each. More than 6%, I'm just going to say the number of fighters, 104 fighters will receive in excess of $400,000 each. 86 fighters will receive in excess of $500,000 each. 67 fighters will receive in excess of $600,000 each. 54 fighters, $700,000 each. 46, $800,000. 41, $900,000. 36, in excess of $1 million. And under the revised plan, every single fighter in the Lee case will receive at least $13,000. So I don't know how they allocate that money. I'm assuming more popular fighters get the lion's share of that, but there's probably some kind of equation that totals that out. But offhand, does that sound fair? Because it looks like in the bottom range you're in the 100,000 and then the top range or over $1 million.
I mean, it seems fair-ish, I suppose.
Yeah, fair-ish.
I mean, it's not egregious. If it were like 10 grand, I'd be like, what the fuck? But 100,000, you know, like that can do some stuff.
Ain't bad.
It's not bad.
Ain't bad.
I think it seems okay, but what do I know?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. And I don't know if that's approved. I think there's still, this is like proposal type shit.
Okay.
So, interesting though. I didn't think it would work out to that, because again, lawyers are taking a fuck ton of that money. Like they always do, you know, they take their third of whatever the fuck the settlement was.
Yep.
Which is gross. Why can't they just take?
Because they like to get paid.
I know, but it's bullshit. Like they didn't do any of the, they just know legalese. They didn't get fucked.
They have the Dakota ring. If you want to do these deals, yeah, you got to have the Dakota ring.
Yeah. Well, it's like that. What is it? The quarterback for the Bears. He doesn't have an agent. So he just hired a team of lawyers. So they're getting paid what a lawyer would get paid to review a contract. Not, you're not taking a fucking percentage of me over a lifetime,
yeah,
which is smart. That's how it should work. You take, it's a set fee. Like I'll give you $2,500 to review my contract. Make sure I'm not getting fucked. You're not taking 10% of millions of dollars,
yeah,
15%. So what else is happening?
Yeah, so UFC 306 at the Sphere has, yes, been rebranded the Riyadh Season Noche UFC. Okay. And Dana White said that you know, it's one of the biggest sporting events of all time. He said, "We're thrilled that Turk Alal Sheikh and the Saudi General Entertainment Authority have stepped up to partner with us to make this the greatest event in history of combat sports. Riyadh Season Noche UFC will be unforgettable," he says.
We got that oil money, bitches.
Sure does.
We'll name it whatever.
It's apparently going to be a big deal. So, pretty cool.
Well, we were talking pre-show. Dana said he's already spent $20 million on it so far.
Amazing.
And he said that U2 has spent $400,000 per song for their video package. So
that's a lot.
Epic. It is. It's so much money. It's so ridiculous. Might be worth going to see, but tickets are gonna be expensive as fuck whenever,
like,
those do
$10 million.
Yeah, because you think about the number of fans that are gonna want to see it. I mean, I was at U2 and that was the best thing I've ever fucking seen. Felt like I was tripping balls at times. Well worth whatever I paid, the ridiculous amount. I think it was $500 a ticket. Well worth it. Would do again. Wish it was earlier. It was just late when you do the 2 hours and they start at fucking 11 o'clock our time, I think. And you finish at 2, 3, 4. You know the deal.
I saw
the NCAA just had a ruling. They said they're removing marijuana from the list of banned drugs during championships. I don't know if that means during regular play, but they said also any suspensions currently served by players are set to be lifted. So I don't know. I'm getting confused by this. So now weed isn't bad.
No,
now we're not going to test for it.
It's not bad anywhere anymore. It's legal. You can do whatever you want. Well, I think the move is that it sounds like it's going to get legalized federally. They're going to potentially move the class of drug it's in too.
Yeah, I think, I don't remember what it is. It's very aggressively. I think it's Schedule 1.
Yeah,
they want to move it to like Schedule 3.
Yep.
So I mean, it's probably a good thing. I mean, I don't know where the UFC was. I think it's gotten pretty lax also.
I mean, you got Diaz smoking a joint while he's taking his fucking drug test. He's like, whatever.
Yeah.
All good.
He's like, Tester, you want some of this? You want to fucking hit that while I film you? They're like, no, I'm good. And we got a call out. One UFC fighter calling out another guy. I want to get your feedback on this call out.
I'm ready.
This is the pirate guy. Shara Bullet.
Kevin Holland, the real pirate here, Shara Bullet in USA. I kill you July 13th. Let's go fight. I kill you. I take your head home. Kevin Holland, let's go.
You son of fish. I kill you. I shit your mouth.
Wow.
I kill you, Kevin Holland.
I think
I put your head into my asshole.
Shane Carver
Son of
has
fish.
finally found a match for his very like down the middle delivery of everything when he was a fighter. He's just like, I will kill you. Why is he holding a lizard?
I don't know.
What is
that?
What is the fucking deal?
I don't know. It's aggressive as fuck, though.
Would have been badass if he snapped that iguana's head off and then ate it.
Yeah, I like that. It's like Ozzy biting a bit the head off.
You're like, whoa, that guy's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. And I'm pretty sure he can't fight in the United States because he only has he's got Michael Bisping vision. So
really? Oh, just a one eye man?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy like that. I think that's where he gets the pirate nickname. What else is happening?
Just queuing up a video here. I don't know if I know we've done car jitsu, right?
Yes.
But are you aware that there's also car MMA?
No.
Okay, so here it is. I can't play the sound because there's always fucking music in the back. But here they're going at it.
Oh,
right?
This guy's seatbelted in. He didn't get his belt off.
Nope, he's in big trouble.
That's a problem.
I think he got loose eventually. But here he gets a little ground and pound. Things are going to get pretty bad here. It's pounding them in the back seat.
Oh.
And they stop it, right? That's crazy. I think the whole thing's crazy, and I don't get the appeal of fighting inside of a fucking car. Like, why?
Yeah, I was just trying to think. I've ever been in a fight in a car. I've had someone try punching me through a car window.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was 16. I think we were just driving around a neighborhood throwing M80s out the window randomly, and then two guys jumped in front of my car. And then I locked up the brakes, and then my car died. Uh-huh. And then my window was open, so I just see punches come flying past my face. I'm like, whoa. So I'm leaning over here. Luckily, my door is locked because they're trying to get in the door, and they're fucking bigger than me. Luckily, I got the car started, slam it in drive. My fucking Oldsmobile, 76 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme or Salon, whatever it was. So you could just put the pedal to the metal and lay some rubber down. Got out of there. That was probably the closest to being in a fight. All their punches missed. I had elusive skills as a skinny 16-year-old. Lean out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Stick it in park. Start it back up. Get it in drive. Get the
luck
fuck
of the
out
Irish.
Of town. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Could have gone a whole different way.
I could have. Like, we got to get out of here. We're no part of this action. Let's see. I've got a couple other new sport leagues. Let's see this one. I got to see if there's sound. We definitely need sound. This is going to be the low kick championship. Oh. I didn't know this was a sport or a thing. So they just throw low kicks at each other until someone taps. But you get the gist of that. I like this kind of shit.
You do?
Fuck yeah. Because this is a war of attrition. Like, who can hurt who? You know?
That guy's kick didn't seem very hard.
Oh, that one hurt.
Do they still have weight classes?
Oh, it looks like it. This guy's dead. This is coming up. Whack! So.
Damn.
Yes, that was
one. Oh, aggressive. I like it.
Oh, and here's another new sport. Oh, man. I probably got to turn the sound down, but what's this called? I think this is called nose pulling.
What?
Where they put some kind of a band across their noses. Oh, rope around their faces. And they push as hard as they can possibly to make the opponent tap out. It doesn't make my nose feel good.
That seems fucking stupid. What the hell is happening?
Yeah!
This is really dumb.
It's so dumb.
Let's see how I can permanently injure my face.
Seriously.
That's perfect.
Do you have a septum? Let me deviate it for you.
Dummies. All right. I got one weird video and then a chaos. So I think it's a
Yeah.
good segue. So
Go ahead.
I got a little Kung Fu master. Look at this guy and what the fuck he's able to do. Can you see this okay? I can make it a little
Yeah, he's
bigger.
got a strong throat.
But it just gets more crazy. It's almost not real. Like,
He's a gymnast, but he's that's insane.
it, and then he just jumps up and he's like, whoop. Like, are you kidding me? I've never seen anything like that.
That's trick photography.
I don't
No, it's
know.
not. It's yeah, I think he's just crazy strong. So I got another cool video for you before we get some KOs. I think I'll just play it. I think it speaks for itself. So
Okay.
there we go.
Grab his dick and twist
I
it!
knew it.
Oh my god, dude, this is an MMA
Wait.
Stop. Yeah.
Touching my dick!
Oh my god.
Oh, dick twist!
Bro, let go, please, God, please,
Bro,
bro!
stop.
I'm letting
Bro,
go,
stop.
bro!
Bro,
I'm
stop
letting
letting
go!
me bro.
Bro, let go of my dick! Please let go of my
Bro,
dick!
let his dick.
What the fuck? Who grabs another man's dick during a fight? What the fuck? Just grab his dick and twist it!
I guess anything goes. Looks like they were military guys.
Yeah.
So,
Apparently. You want to do some
jeez.
chaos?
Yeah, I just got
Yeah,
one.
go
So
ahead.
here we go. This is a quick one. Little, oops. Boom.
Ow.
Somewhere.
You got boarded.
He sure did.
Just
They'll
be sure your
show him.
flight is boarding
I
now.
don't know. I don't know if he was missing the teeth beforehand or afterward, but they take out his mouthpiece, and this man has like no teeth.
Probably in the mouthpiece. Yeah. It looked like hockey teeth. That
Yeah.
guy.
Sure
Oh, it
did.
was rough.
Took a bad one.
I got a few here. Let me see if what I can open here. One, two. I got two. One super aggressive.
Yeah, let's see it. Bring it home.
Yeah, I got, they all started playing, so I gotta like click back in, and I'm gonna have to turn
Take your
volume
time.
off, turn volume down. I think I can leave volume on one. All right. Just try to share the right screen. So here's one. Oof.
Oh, damn.
I didn't even see what happened. It went
That
so
was
fast.
nasty.
Oh, he caught an uppercut on the way in.
Right uppercut, like
Shut off.
with everything.
Yep. And then we had a little karate combat, flying switch kick.
Underway quickly here. And Vic's got to be careful not to stay in the pond. Oh my God!
Damn.
What are you doing?
We have an alternate angle on that one.
That looks bad. Jesus.
He didn't get up for a while.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's bad. James Vick, huh?
It's not good. Yeah, former UFC fighter.
Yep.
Let's do a little ass and nuts.
Ooh, astronauts. Cool.
Yeah, I got a couple.
I'm excited.
So you're going on a road trip. Whose van are you riding in? You got Brock's van, Bisping's van, Paula's van. You got a whole bunch of people's vans and all the shenanigans and people that are in each van.
Dana's van, Jesus Christ.
I'm definitely a no on that one.
Not Dana's van. I mean, these are all sketchy for me.
I don't like a lot of
I'm
them.
like, I don't know what. There's always one that you're like, yeah, I don't want to go with that
I don't
guy.
want to. Well, I think I'm going to pick a van and kick some people out.
Yeah, I would say maybe Whitaker's van just because Anderson Silva's in there, and that might be kind of cool. But these are all bad. I would not want to
Yeah,
be
I
in
mean,
any of
when I
these
first looked
vans.
at this, I was, I had the same thought. And then I said, you know what? I probably want to be in the Bisbing fan. Because the amount of fuckery that's gonna go on, like first off, everyone's gonna be fighting. There's too much ego in that van, and I'm just imagining it's Conor McGregor's van, so we're gonna be in the biggest fucking Mac Daddy van wherever we're going, and we have unlimited amounts of money and fun, and Bisping would be a hell of a lot of fun to hang out with and drink with. Strickland would be fun to just hang out with and see what happens. And Colby and Chael can go fuck right off.
Well, here's the thing. I thought very similar thought about that. And then I was like, Strickland's in that band. Somebody's going to get fucking shot. And I don't want to be on the, I don't want to be there when it happens.
I'm on
it
his
might
team.
Be me. It might
know,
be,
but
it
we're
might,
on the same
I
team.
Don't want it to be me. I might piss him off and he's going to shoot me.
He might.
So I'm, you know.
Yeah, that's a smart move. It's probably better to stay away. And here we go. Chris Cyborg. We have a question. Ooh. So she says, the first round has just ended. You have 60 seconds as a coach to give me advice. What do you say? What do you say to Chris Cyborg?
What do I say? I mean, what's taking so long?
Like Chris Cyborg, I said, like, why do you keep doing your OnlyFans wrong? People want to see the good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to. Anything else that comes out of my mouth is not going to be great.
Yeah.
I'll hard pass. Move along. I know Karate Combat. There was also some crazy shit happened where I'm not going to show the video, but I was talking about it.
Yeah.
That like some fight happened. One of the corners didn't like whatever happened. Corner came in to try to charge after one of the fighters. The president of Karate Combat came in the ring, grabbed the guy, put him in a rear naked choke, and choked him out unconscious.
Yep. And left
and dropped him
there.
Off.
Yeah.
So.
I have problems with this because, I don't know. He grabbed him from behind. I don't know. But I think it was excessive.
I don't think so. Because if you come in there to... One, you shouldn't have stepped in there. Two, you're trying to hurt someone. Three, that's probably the best way to defuse it with not actually hurting anybody.
That's okay.
Because when you choke someone out, you drop them off. And that's that.
That's it.
Yeah. Knowledge. All right. Knowledge.
I just got one thing. It's about to be 4th of July, and I wanted you to be prepared for your fireworks show, and I thought you might want to buy this thing. Have you seen this?
Oh, Jesus.
So here he is in a hazmat suit, and we got a blowtorch, and they have some sort of a crazy ass,
like a million Roman candles,
like a launcher.
Like, yeah,
look at this thing.
Holy fuck!
I mean, that would be really.
That's
cool,
like a Gatling gun.
Yeah,
that looks fun.
That does look fun. And
you don't want to attach to your cock though. That's bad.
Yeah,
very bad. I don't know if you saw this. We'll see what happens with this one, but I'm going to post this. You know, Conor McGregor is a supervillain in the latest version of the Hitman game. So someone posted, here are a bunch of different ways that you can kill him in the game.
Finally, you got my water.
Atlantide water, I believe.
Too fucking right. Hand it over.
With pleasure, sir.
Oh, what's happening? Is he gonna get poisoned?
Yeah.
Well done, 47.
Do I have volume
target
on this?
Has been eliminated.
Yep. Okay. You poison? Or maybe you want to just fire a cannon at him. I kind of like the cannon.
Fight me, Stretch.
You can also fight him?
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't like this because how many MMA fights go this slow? And you're really gonna kill Connor in an MMA fight?
Impressive punch, 47. Target eliminated. Head for an exit. Your money is being wired to your.
Oh, there's more.
I kind of like this one. Just kick him off a cliff.
Target
Fuck
has been
you,
eliminated.
Conor McGregor.
Like, what's he doing on a cliff?
I don't know.
Why is he never wearing clothes?
I need help.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Just, he has a shotgun. I'm a couple of two, three,
this game
17.
Looks interesting.
It does. So,
pretty cool. I know about the series. I never played one. This is making it look interesting.
It is. I'm gonna have to check it out, and then we'll close on this. So, someone says, "I love my proposal photo, so I paid somebody to make a necklace with it. Not so happy with the result. I don't know why."
That's funny.
Need some little.
I mean, it's accurate.
It is semi-accurate.
Yes.
That note is shut down.
Alrighty, that's been this week's edition of If I May Not. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.